You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was looking at the list of the top 100 paid celebrities, which I think we'll probably throw into the... You going to put that in the trending report?
I got it.
And Ed Sheeran was not in that near the top of the list, so maybe he's had a quiet last year or two.
Huh.
You know, just kind of hanging out, spending his money instead of out making money.
Sports people in there. I think maybe he needs to sing and play soccer, and that'll get you on the list.
That's the truth. You know, there was something that popped up, I don't know, it was like a week or 10 days ago or something like that, with some soccer player that was on some show, and I was talking with Gretch about that. I said, do you have any idea how much that guy right there makes? And she'd never even heard of him, you know, because he plays over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that guy probably makes about $100 million a year, and sure enough, the list comes out this morning, and he's up around $100 million. $100 million to play soccer.
Without ever even using his hands, he's making that much money.
He has, each foot is worth $50 million.
It's incredible.
Better
insure
come back.
Those feet.
Yeah, you know they do.
Do they?
I think. I want you to know that after a week of being a bachelor, those days are over. And it was kind of funny because last night I could swear that Niles the weirdo, who has just been alone with me in the house for a week, I could swear that yesterday evening he looked over at me as if to say, what the hell just happened?
No, no.
Because Gretchen and two teenage girls have arrived, and the house went from about, 35 decibels to 110 decibels in a hurry.
These are her daughters, right? This wasn't
correct.
Just some sort of
not just random
thing that
girls
you guys are into. Okay.
No, we just...
All right.
That's funny.
I wanted to clarify.
But not funny.
Not funny.
Yeah, her daughters. They've been off together for a week or so. We always have Zoe who lives with us, but now the other daughter is with us for the next month. And so, yeah, it was quite a bustling...
I bet, man.
A bustling house. And I was like, wow, this is a change.
Yeah. A lot of chatter. A lot of chit-chat.
Yeah. A lot. So, anyway. And then stood at the back window and actually watched a little show of wildlife last night. You and I were talking about wildlife either yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And saw the first fireflies of the season.
Ooh, beautiful. Those
it
are fun.
Really is very cool. It's very cool.
Did you get a jar? Start collecting. Net.
And then we see, because we had shut all the lights off so that, you know, they would light up out those windows so we could see them. But we saw something that was relatively large moving across underneath the window down a ways towards the back deck. And Gretch turned on the outdoor light and went in the other room and went outside and took a peek. She came back. She goes, that is a big ass opossum that was just walking across.
Strangest named creature out there.
The opossum.
The opossum.
But, you know, they do a lot of good, too, when they're not eating your garden.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're good little critters to have around too. So
you got zoo going over there.
That was my night last night. Decibels, fireflies, and opossums. Mm-hmm. Top that, I
That's
dare
funny.
You. Top that one.
It was dad on duty yesterday, man. You know, it's funny because yesterday we were talking about the kids with screen time and how they were on it too much, and Reed was on his video games too much. Yesterday, total opposite because actually during the show yesterday, I was getting texts from Nicole about how the kids were misbehaving and she was at her limit and
yeah,
they're being
I recall
horrible.
You said something like, I'm not going home for another six hours.
I go, I'm going to try to stay here as long as I can. Get a lot of work done for like the next month. But I ended up making my way home and the kids were grounded yesterday, Dom. So it was total opposite of screen time. They had no screen time. Mm-hmm. They were not even allowed to look out the front windows and see the neighbor kids. They weren't allowed to play with the neighbor kids.
Locked in a closet or something? What'd
it
you do?
Was, you need to do something else today. Keep yourself busy. You're not allowed to watch TV, no iPads, nothing. which sucks because then I got to kind of keep them busy doing things. So it was a lot of digging through closets and opening up board games that they haven't played before. And we went outside and did sand art, which is one of the worst things on the planet to buy for your children. One of the most messy things on the planet.
Well, how does that work?
You get this box and it's full of like these clear empty jars, mm-hmm. various shapes, hearts, rainbows, butterflies, and then about 14 packs of different colored sand and a funnel. And then you got to pour the sand into those little jars and you can do different layers and it kind of creates a tie-dye looking thing. You
put stratifications?
And you put a lid on it and you bring it in the house and you hope you don't spill it in their room. So it was everywhere. We had to do it outside because it was so, so messy. One of the worst products on the planet, though. It was really bad.
Was that a Christmas present?
It was a birthday present for Lila a few months ago.
Okay.
From my grandma. So we had to do it. What else went on? Not much.
Is that one of those things, let me ask.
Yeah.
Is that one of those things that grandma went to the store, mm-hmm. shopped, found that, wrapped it, brought it over to Lila? Is that one of those things that gets used once and then never used again?
Yes, because once you're done and you pour all the sand in the jars, then you're out of sand and then the jar just sits
left
there. There's nothing left to do.
It's not like you can re-sift all the various sands into there.
You can't do that.
It's so also that's a one and done.
It's one of those gifts, yeah, that you kind of wonder too when she opens it and you see it and you get it if you can hand it back and say, thank you for the thought. Did you get a receipt with this? Go ahead and take it back. Because it's going to be messy.
That's an impulse buy thing for grandparents, I'll bet. They
probably see
that and they go, oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, she'll love this. It's so fun.
And you can only use it once.
And then Reed was putting it in her hair, and their shoes were full of it.
Oh, well, then maybe you can use it more than once.
It was bad.
You poured really down bad. People's underpants. I mean, you can use it multiple times.
I'm all itchy. Oh, God. You know, speaking of hair, I am going to venture out today, Dom. I'm going to take a risk and actually go see my stylist today.
Yeah, I can see you need it.
I need it, man.
I'm looking at you. I'm telling you, you got that.
It's bad. It's getting really long and
Larry
shaggy.
From the Three Stooges.
I know. I can't do anything with it right now. So I'm going to put my little mask on and wrap myself in saran wrap and go get my hair cut.
Are you reaching the stage where it is shaved head time?
No, not yet.
Because when you did that for the charity a few years ago, St. Baldrick's, right?
Yeah.
You looked fine. You have the right shaped head for a good shaped head. And it might make
tiny.
You look tougher. You're all into looking tough,
Am I?
Lifting your weights and getting your stubble on your face and everything.
Is that
shave
what I'm
head.
Doing?
Yeah, shave your head.
Hey, I'm just not working out to be healthy?
No, not really.
You think I'm trying to be tough?
I think you like the way it makes you look. Sure, it makes you healthy.
Yeah,
but I'm saying the shaved head would add to that, macho kind of a look.
I am a macho guy, aren't I?
Well, you...
As I do my sand art with the kids.
Your sand art and your and your fruity shampoos.
My gel smells like tangerine.
Right. You're an interesting intersection of those two worlds, but I think, for the visual part, just shave it off, man.
No!
Well,
I told you what happened, but I did it for a good cause. It was a good cause, but it came back thinner.
But that's what I'm saying.
It came back thinner.
Shave it so it doesn't have to come back.
I'm going
to
let it go a little longer. I'm not at that point yet.
All right.
Not yet.
Look at Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, I don't look like The Rock.
No, but I mean, can you imagine him with hair on his head?
No, it wouldn't look good.
Right. So just do it. Just try it.
All right.
Keep your scruffy
Enough
beard and... Okay.
Right.
I'm just trying to help.
And then get a tattoo of a unicorn on the back of your head.
Well, that would be a bonus.
Uh-huh.
All right. Wear your mask in the chair today.
Will do, man. Two of them.